morning and a very big welcome. We have 5 more days till Christmas Day, the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Saviour of the world. A birth that was foretold in detail by Isaiah in chapter 7 verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Isaiah prophesied that 740 years BC, before Christ. Notice time itself revolves around the birth of Christ. BC, meaning before Christ, and AD, Anno Domini, meaning in the year of our Lord. The year the Lord God came down to earth and became flesh through a virgin birth conceived not by man but by Holy Spirit. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So why did God become flesh? Well, in the Old Testament, a sacrifice without blemish was required for the atonement of sin. And Jesus came to be that ultimate sacrifice, because he was blemish-free, perfect, free from sin, and pure. He would be the final sacrifice, and no other would ever be needed. He lived among us. He experienced life as we do, so that we can never say that he doesn't understand. He was born, he lived, he worked, he travelled, he got tired and hungry, he fasted. He needed time with the Father just as we do. He taught, he preached, he was rejected, mocked, beaten, and flogged. And even though he has all authority in heaven and on earth, he's above all principalities and powers, he's Lord of lords and King of kings, but he offered himself up for the sins of the world and was crucified to death. He was able to cast out demons. He calmed the storm with just his words. And when they came to arrest him, and a disciple cut off the ear of one of the soldiers, Jesus just picked it up and healed the soldier, because he came for a reason. God became flesh for a reason. When Peter said to Jesus, no, that he's not going to let him die, Jesus replied to him, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have the things in mind of God, but things of men. Jesus came to bring love to this world. In Hebrews 2:14 it says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. And for this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become merciful and a faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. You see, Jesus was born to die on a cross for our sins. But because he was pure, because he was free from sin, death couldn't hold him. He conquered death and rose again from the dead, so that whoever believes and receives him as their saviour will be saved. And that's the good news of Christmas. This baby Jesus, born to a virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit and prophesied long before by Isaiah through the word of God, came to save this world. So let's just take a quick look at the birth of Jesus. So I'm going to read some verses. Luke 1 says, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God, and you will be with child and give birth to a son. You're to give him the name Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. She, who was said to be barren, is already in her 6th month, for nothing is impossible for God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "Let it be to me as you have said." And the angel left her. Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. But Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, 3 Magi, traditionally known as the 3 wise men, came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we've come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born, and they replied, "In Bethlehem in Judea." And they quoted the prophet Micah, who had prophesied, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the stable, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, the royal metal, which signifies Jesus' kingship, and hence it is the gift for a king. They gave frankincense, which is the symbol of prayer and signifies Jesus as the high priest and mediator between God and men. Hence, it is the gift for a priest. They gave myrrh, which is a burial ointment, meaning that Jesus had to die for the salvation of all. Hence, it is the gift for one who would die. Having given their gifts and worshipped, the 3 Magi returned to their country by another route, because they'd been warned in a dream not to go back towards Herod. The 3 wise men followed God's direction, and that hasn't changed. Wise men still follow God's direction. The Magi had come to worship and honour baby Jesus. They were overjoyed when God led them to him. Christmas time is a celebration of the birth of our Saviour. And soon some of us will be blessed with opening some gifts and presents. But let's remember to give thanks for the best gift of all, the gift of God's love to us via Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. if you don't know Jesus as your Saviour yet, or if your faith has grown a bit cold, if you've been going through a really tough time and you feel that no one could possibly understand what you've been through, or if you're questioning if God really loves you, just remind yourself, this baby Jesus was born to bring you hope and to show you that God loves you so much he stepped down from heaven and lived among us for a while. He taught us what love really is and offered himself as a sacrifice on a cross to make a way for us to be with the Heavenly Father. When Jesus died on that cross, the temple curtain which separated the outer sanctuary and the innermost holy sanctuary was torn from top to bottom, and that was to signify that we can now come directly to our God because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Our sins are washed away, and we will be able to stand in front of the Father in heaven by the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the light and the Saviour of the world. Jesus really is the reason for this season. Christmas is a celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's a celebration of hope and salvation that only comes through him. This morning, you can accept the love of God all over again, or even for the first time. God loves you and me. He lived among us for a while and experienced everything we did. He experienced hurts and struggles of life. He understands us and he loves us and he forgives us. So I pray this Christmas you will accept and experience his love afresh this morning. Have a truly blessed and very Merry Christmas.